The Islamic Revolution leader condemns the massacre of Palestinians and calls on the Muslim world to rise up against Israeli atrocities. Israeli forces kill more Palestinians. The death toll stands around 120. President Ahmadinejad says the enemy is bent on dividing Muslims who he believes should safeguard their unity. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, good morning from Tehran. You're watching World News on Jamejan Network. Thanks for joining us. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei released a message to condemn the Israeli massacre of innocent civilians in Gaza and the silence of the international community. The leader said Palestinians are being slaughtered in their homeland after months of total siege. The leader added the false supporters of humanitarian moves have turned a blind eye to the disproportionate use of force, and some have even brazenly voiced satisfaction with the massacre. Ayatollah Khamenei urged the Islamic world to rise up against Israeli atrocities and vent their wrath at the illegal regime in Tel Aviv. The leader said Israelis are committing crimes on the back of unflagging U.S. support. Ayatollah Khamenei said it is not a coincidence that Gaza catastrophe comes at a time when in another part of the world Islamic sanctuaries are desecrated. The leader warned colonial powers that they will fail to stop the Islamic awakening movement, which is separating the world over. Israeli regime defiantly continues to hammer Gaza despite outcry over the deadly onslaught. Five Palestinians were killed early Monday in raids by Israeli aircraft and shelling of the Gaza Strip by the Israeli Navy. Israeli warplane carried out five other raids throughout the Gaza Strip after two earlier raids late Sunday. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert vowed Sunday to continue the air and ground assault on Gaza, which has killed some 117 Palestinians and injured another 317 people, including children, since Saturday. A number of Islamic countries have reacted to Israeli attacks and its killing of innocent Palestinians. Saudi Arabia compared Israel's deadly assault on the Gaza Strip to Nazi war crimes and said Israel is copying the war crimes of the Nazis. On Friday, Matan Vilnai, who is a deputy minister in Tel Aviv, spoke of a worse Holocaust for Palestinians, as he said they will use all means against Palestinians. Meanwhile, the Yemeni Foreign Ministry called for Israeli officials to be referred to the International Criminal Court to be tried for crimes against humanity. The Bahraini government also condemned Israel's savage attacks and urged the international community to provide protection to civilians. Seven Bahraini opposition associations issued a statement blaming the silence of Arab countries and their inaction for the Gaza bloodbath. The United Arab Emirates called on the Security Council to act immediately to stop the Israeli crimes in Gaza. In Kuwait, Parliament Speaker Jassim Al-Khurafi urged Arab leaders to bring an end to the Israeli offensive. Meanwhile, several protest rallies were staged in a number of countries, including Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Maghreb, and Mauritania. In France, a major rally was staged in Paris to condemn Israeli crimes in Gaza. In his landmark trip, President Ahmadinejad has met with the head of the United Iraq Coalition, Abdul Aziz al-Hakim, and heads of Iraqi tribes. Speaking at a joint press conference with Hakim, Ahmadinejad said, Iraq has the potential to become one of the most powerful countries in the region. Hakim, for his part, praised the Iranian president's presence in Iraq and said the trip shows Iran's willingness to support the Iraqi nation. Later in the meeting with the heads of the Iraqi tribes, President Ahmadinejad touched upon the enemy's effort to sow the seeds of discord among Muslims and stressed the need to safeguard unity. Ahmadinejad has also met with his Iraqi counterpart Jalal Talibani and Iraq's foreign minister Hushyar Zubari in his first day of visit on Sunday. Iran and Iraq have signed a memorandum of understanding on developing cooperation in the insurance industry. Managing Director of Central Insurance of Iran, Nowruz Kohzadi, said the agreement will pave the way for expanding bilateral activities for rendering better services to pilgrims, businessmen and merchants from the two countries. Kohzadi added both sides have agreed that the insurance system will cover all cases regarding medical and transportation issues. And here is more news from Iran and around the world. Foreign Minister Manoocheh Motaki has told the Al Alam TV news channel that President Ahmadinejad's Iraq visit carries the message of peace and friendship for the region, recommending Western countries correct their wrong policies. According to the Election Commission, Dmitry Medvedev has won 70% of the vote in Russia's presidential election, based on returns from 90% of all polling stations. Nobel-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz says the Iraq War has contributed to the U.S. economic slowdown. Stiglitz and co-author Linda Bilmes in their book titled The $3 Trillion War, due to be published today, argue that the true costs could surpass the cost of World War II. And oil prices above $100 in Asia. In late morning trade, New York's main contract, light sweet crude for April delivery, held a steady at $101.84. And London's Brent gained 8 cents, that is 7 cents, to $101.17 per barrel. The city of Las Vegas has shut down a clinic where up to 40,000 people may have been exposed to hepatitis C and the HIV virus through the reuse of syringes and vials. Hurricane-strength winds by a storm dubbed Emma howl across central Europe, killing 13 people and leaving a trail of destruction. Germany has reported 5 people dead, Austria 4, the Czech Republic 2, and Poland 2. And Iran's Football Federation has officially chosen world record international scorer Ali Dai as the national team's new head coach. This was a wrap for today's edition of World News on Jamma Jam Network. Before I say goodbye, let me tell you that we are having partly cloudy skies here in Tehran at the moment. For more information on other provinces, please stay tuned for the nationwide weather forecast coming up next right now. Thank you and goodbye.